When the meal was over and the table cleared, Liz gave Ted a list of telephone numbers, including those of Dr. Gordon, the Sterling House Summer Rec Office, and the Warwick Hotel. If there are any problems, I want to hear from you. Okay? Ted nodded. Okay. Bobby, no big worries? She put her hand briefly on his forehead, the way she used to do when he complained of feeling feverish. Nope, we'll have a blast, won't we, Mr. Brodigan? Oh, call him Ted, Liz almost snapped. If he's going to be sleeping in our living room, I guess I'd better call him Ted, too. May I? Indeed you may. Let it be Ted from this moment on. He smiled. Bobby thought it was a sweet smile, open and friendly. He didn't understand how anyone could resist it. But his mother could and did. Even now, while she was returning Ted's smile, he saw the hand with the Kleenex in it tightening and loosening in its old familiar gesture of anxious displeasure. One of her absolute favorite sayings now came to Bobby's mind. I'd trust him, or her, as far as I could sling a piano. And from now on, I'm Liz. She held out a hand across the table, and they shook like people meeting for the first time. Except, Bobby knew his mother's mind was already made up on the subject of Ted Brodigan. If her back hadn't been against the wall, she never would have trusted Bobby with him, not in a million years. She opened her purse and took out a plain white envelope. There's $10 in here, she said, handing the envelope to Ted. You boys will want to eat out at least one night, I expect. Bobby likes the Colony Diner, if that's all right with you, and you may want to take in a movie as well. I don't know what else there might be, but it's best to have a little cushion, don't you think? Always better safe than sorry, Ted agreed, tucking the envelope carefully into the front pocket of his slacks. But I don't expect we'll go through anything like $10 in 3 days, will we, Bobby? Gee, no, I don't see how we could. Waste not, want not, Liz said. It was another of her favorites, right up there with The Fool and His Money Soon Parted. She plucked a cigarette out of the pack on the table beside the sofa and lit it with a hand which was not quite steady. You boys will be fine. Probably have a better time than I will. Looking at her ragged, bitten fingernails, Bobby thought, that's for sure.